Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Podcast Health, where you should get all your information, Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us. Thank you for doing it. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. This is 1262B. The B's are always great guests. The A's, the latest medical news of the week. And we had a humdinger for you this week. You'll want to get the A segment of 1262. Our guest today is Dr. Brett Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N. You can find out more about him at greathairtransplants.com/Dr. Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N. He's located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Dr. Bolton, how did you get involved in hair transplants?
First of all, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm very honored to be on the show. I got into hair transplants. My dad was an obstetrician gynecologist. My idol when I was a little boy, he's my idol to this day, and I wanted to be a doctor like my dad. So my plan was to be a doctor from early childhood. And as I grew up, we lived in Michigan, and I wanted to get out of Michigan. I never liked the cold. And so I went to medical school at Michigan State, and then ended up going to undergrad state and then medical school in Iowa. And then I ended up doing my training down in Florida. So I went from cold to colder. Then I got to where I wanted to be in the nice, hot, sunny South Florida. And I was going to do orthopedic surgery. And at that time, the whole managed care system was taking over in South Florida, where they were telling the doctors which medications they could or could not prescribe or who they may or may not admit to the hospital. And I was seeing the writing on the wall with how the healthcare system was changing. And so I was talking to my dad about it, and he's like, well, you should look into doing something in cosmetics, you know, where you could have a cash clientele and you don't have to deal with insurance companies, because it was really upside down at that time. And one of my friends was in the same position. He was doing radiology and he wanted to get out as well. So basically he got hired with a company based out of Canada, and they were doing hair transplants, and he was basically a hired doctor traveling around the country doing hair transplants. He and I were friends, and he asked if I wanted to find out about the procedure and it would be interested in a job, because they were looking to hire another doctor. So the owner came down and he met me and we hit it off. They showed me the procedure. I fell in love with the procedure and I said, that's what I want to do. So I got hired when I was in my internship, and I came straight out and went straight into hair, and it's all I've ever done.
Now tell us the difference between, in other words, who needs a hair transplant? What's the defining factor? In other words, I get asked by a lot of women who are in early menopause that they're losing hair, and they say, measure my zinc, measure my iron, find out what's wrong with me. So tell us about when women start losing hair, when men start losing hair, and what should the average doctor do before they refer to you?
So they're completely two different worlds, men and women. The men are super simple, straightforward, genetic hair loss, where they just have male pattern hair loss 99.9% of the time. And that's, as I'm sure you're aware of, they're having the hormone conversion taking place, where their testosterone in their body is converting into the dihydrotestosterone. The mucousy secretion called sebum builds up, miniaturizes the hair follicle, and it keeps it from making its way through. That's pretty straightforward for male pattern hair loss. So for preventative treatments, which is great, you can always start them off with preventative treatments. We'd want to start them off with finasteride, 1 milligram, which I know you're well aware of, which was originally Proscar, been out 50 plus years. The 1 milligram came out in the 90s. It's currently now generic. That's my number one go-to FDA-approved treatment to prevent future hair loss. That's stopping that testosterone from converting into the DHT. The other FDA-approved treatment that I know you're aware of is minoxidil, brand name Rogaine, been out since the 70s. Works excellent. It allows us to treat the patient topically if they don't want to be on oral medication. It's a vasodilator. It's allowing the blood vessels to open up, allowing more oxygen, minerals, and nutrients to go where they need to go to make a better environment for those miniaturized hairs to make their way through. So that's always going to be step one for the men, is to get them on the preventative treatment. So at the very least, we can help keep what they have. And in a lot of cases, if the guys just can keep what they have, they're satisfied. Some patients, I hate to say this, but some patients might get a bounce back from the treatments where the miniaturized follicles might be able to get restored. I say, listen, if that happens to you, that's a bonus. Don't plan on getting that bounce back. You have to be more realistic that we're just trying to help keep what you have, because step one is always to keep what we have so we're not going backwards and we don't have a moving target when we're trying to do a procedure or hair transplant on you. With the women, it's a whole nother ballgame. It's everything from, like you mentioned, thyroid, pituitaries, collagen vascular disease, menopause with all the hormonal changes. So there's so many different factors with women, but they can also have a male pattern as well. So females can have a male pattern just the same as a man might have. And of all the choices they have for hair loss, that's going to be their best choice because we can easily help. We can put them on the female minoxidil, which is just a lower percentage. It's a 2% versus a 5%. But step one with the females is to figure out what is causing that hair loss, because we don't want to waste your money or your time doing a surgery on you if you're just going to lose more hair. I mean, we're not in business just to take your money. We're trying to treat you. So step one is to figure out what's causing it. What's the root cause of the loss? Stopping that and then doing the hair transplant.
And in addition to iron and zinc, what else we should be measuring? And then when should we refer them to you?
Great question. My answer to that is you have to figure out the root cause of the hair loss. And it could be anything from thyroid, pituitary, collagen vascular disorders, any abnormalities with hormones. I mean, there's so many different reasons female patients are losing their hair. So that is the magic question, is what's causing their hair loss and diagnosing that. Once that's diagnosed and stabilized, then they're a candidate to come to us after that's under control. We don't want to treat you unless you have whatever is causing that hair loss under control.
Now tell me about, we see ads on TV about hair transplants that say, this isn't your father's hair transplant process. Tell us what's different about the new techniques.
I love that. It's comical to me because when I started doing hair transplants in 1997. I went out to the conference in Barcelona in Spain, and all the American doctors were talking about flaps, and they were talking about scalp reductions. They were talking about these plugs where back in the day they were doing the plugs. And a Japanese guy gets up and he says, I do a one hair graft. So I'm at the conference where they introduced the one hair graft, and the whole audience gasps. And so we went from where we were doing multiple hair grafts, where they were taking a punch biopsy from the back of your head, punching a hole on the top of your head, and then henceforth they'd call it plugs, plugging it in that spot. But because these plugs were so big, they had to space them out. The directions and angles of the plugs were affected, and they would look like doll's hair. So they had that term. But once they came out with the one hair graft, it just kind of revolutionized hair transplants, because now we're able to do these nice, soft one hair at a time. Then they would do a follicular unit behind those one hairs. The follicular unit is a naturally occurring bundle of hair we all have in the back throughout our head. Groupings of one hair, two hair, three hair. Very rarely you might have a four hair follicular unit. So we start off with the little ones and we create a nice soft pattern. We follow it with little twos and threes. And then they're saying that it's not your father's transplant because they're using today, not using the big plugs. But they're still doing the new technique that they're talking about is the latest and greatest. It's called a follicular unit extraction, where they're just using a smaller punch biopsy. So they're taking the old, worst procedure out there, the plug procedure, reinvented it, and gave it a new name and saying it's the latest and greatest, when, in my opinion, it's not. I currently do not offer follicular unit extraction because I feel it's a inferior way to do the procedure. Causes a lot of damage to the follicles. You have to take the hair out of the safe zone. If it was a better procedure, I would do it.
Let's give our readers a place to get in touch with you. You're in Fort Lauderdale, and it is greathairtransplants.com/DRBOLTON is how you get in touch with Dr. Brett Bolton. And you can find out more about the whole subject at greathairtransplants.com. Dr. Bolton, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We got to thank our sponsors, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of TruBiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. That Dye Rescue is important if you're on one of the GLP-1s and develop nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. Take it 2 days before, 3 days after the shot, and you get over that in at least 60% of the time based on the social media blogs. And our other one, foryoungevity.com. And I want to thank you, Dr. Bolton, and the 50,000 of you who download us weekly. This has been 1262B. The B's are great guests like Dr. Bolton. The A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.